This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Germany's defense minister has said Ukrainian troops will be trained to use advanced Western-supplied tanks within days. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Boris Pistorius said Ukrainian crews will start learning how to operate the German-made Leopard 2 tanks at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, Pistorius said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon.
At the end of the first quarter of the year. And that's what we are going to do.
Meanwhile, air raid sirens wailed throughout Ukraine. Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia has launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. Local Kyiv officials said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. They said the missiles were heading in the direction of the capital, although the exact target was unclear. Kyiv's mayor said explosions were heard in the eastern side of the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky praised military support from the West in an exclusive interview with British broadcaster Sky News. He added the deaths that have happened in his country so far are not about reluctance of Germany to send tanks to Ukraine, but about Russians who take lives.
This war, it's not about Germany, not about France, not about Britain, not about everybody, not about USA, all these Russians' narratives that this war, that means that USA fighting on the territory of Ukraine with Russia or NATO is fighting. That is their narratives. It's not mine because it's not truth.
Russia has targeted Ukraine's power grid with missile and drone strikes since October, causing sweeping blackouts and other outages. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the U.S. will send tanks to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Spain's Interior Ministry says a machete-wielding man killed a sexton and injured a priest in attacks on two churches Wednesday in the city of Algeciras on the Strait of Gibraltar. The ministry said that the assailant wounded a priest inside one church. He then walked to a second church where he attacked the sexton, whose job it is to take care of the church. The attacker has been arrested and is currently in police custody. Spain's national court says a judge has opened an investigation into whether the attacks were a possible act of terrorism. The Boeing company returns to court on a criminal charge over two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets. AP correspondent Jennifer King has the story.
Up to a dozen relatives of some of the 346 victims of two Boeing 737 MAX jet crashes are expected to testify about the loss of their loved ones when they come face-to-face with representatives in a Fort Worth, Texas courtroom. It's a case the company had thought it had settled with the Justice Department 2 years ago for $2.5 billion. In October, District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the plaintiffs were crime victims and that the DOJ violated a victim's rights law by not telling families about secret negotiations. Boeing blamed two former employees for misleading the FAA about problems with an automated flight control system. Lawyers for the families accused Boeing of committing the deadliest corporate crime in U.S. history. The Justice Department has said without the settlement, the government would lose its ability to ensure that Boeing follows through with reforms. I'm Jennifer King.
Later Thursday, the U.S. government will release the first of three estimates of GDP growth for the last quarter of 2022. The AP's Donna Warder.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that the U.S. economy rolled out of 2022 with momentum, registering decent growth in the face of painful inflation. The economists say the economy in the fourth quarter of last year likely grew 2.3%. Despite the likely second straight quarter of expansion, the economy is widely expected to slow and then slide into a recession sometime in the coming months as increasingly high interest rates implemented by the Federal Reserve take a toll. Donna Warder, Washington.
Thousands of Australians marked the country's National Day celebrations Thursday with rallies in support of Indigenous people, many of whom described the anniversary of the day a British fleet sailed into Sydney Harbour as Invasion Day. In Sydney, large crowds gathered at an Invasion Day rally in the Central Business District. Tens of thousands of people endured a winter chill and mist on Thursday as they gathered to watch a parade at the Indian capital showcasing the country's defense capability and cultural heritage. By a remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.